afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
Thank you.
Technology must have a new birth of purpose if our civilization is to escape destruction. Richard Byrd, after one of his polar expeditions, once said, "It is not the geographical, but the moral limitations of the world that must be charted." By this same infallible logic, Gandhi challenge this ultra-modern age with a new discovery and a new evaluation of the unlimited resources of the human inner life. He shook the world with his demonstrations of that inner force. Gandhi had a dream, and he sought to share it not only with his native India, but with the world. It was a dream in which everyone considered themselves a member of the human family. It referred to a time in which disputes between nations and the great segments of humanity would be resolved. Others, in time, have also had similar hopes and aspirations for humanity. Now, Gandhi introduced a new level of leadership and illustrated in his own personal life that unique relationship between the leader and the led. This may be summed up in four significant words: humility, love, faith, and participation. It can be said that when our inner life is properly adjusted, we are ready to be involved in great causes. Gandhi felt a deep sense of obligation in the presence of human distress, and he dared to become involved. For that reason, people of all faiths, races, nationalities admire him and appreciate his contribution to our civilization. Those who try to dismiss him as a dreamer need to be reminded that from time immemorial, people have dreamed, and that out of those dreams has come the real progress of the world. The list of such dreamers is long and impressive in the fields of science, exploration, philosophy, and religion, to name a few. Study the march of progress on any front across the centuries, and it will be discovered that well ahead of all true signs of advance have been the dreams and visions of those in tune with the infinite. In this technically advanced and pragmatic age, men and women are needed who will dare to dream and not be content to accept the status quo. Gandhi emphasized the futility of using material force to gain desired ends when its employment was out of harmony with moral or spiritual principles. He placed great emphasis on the importance of developing the skills and disciplines of the inner life, and of drawing upon these resources in dealing with complex social problems as well. It is obvious that he had an important and timely message for a world where so much emphasis is being placed upon the material aspects of life, in ways so many are depending upon scientific and technological superiority. The late Prime Minister Nehru was asked which he considered to be the greatest contributions of Mahatma Gandhi. His reply was, means and ends must be consistent. Such opinions and evaluations are typical of those who knew Gandhi best. Let us give some thought to the impact of this humble man across both East and West by political, social, philosophical, and religious leaders around the world.
Times in